With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has put the world on notice with his plan to impose reciprocal tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president has directed his administration's top trade officials to outline a new series of tariffs, calling it a matter of fairness.
We're just going to do it the easy way, and we're just going to say whatever you charge, we charge, and I think that's fair for the people of the United States.
He predicted the tariffs would lead to more U.S. jobs, but acknowledged prices could go higher in the short term. The reciprocal tariffs aren't scheduled to take effect until at least April. Greg Clugston, Washington.
America's vice president stands up for religious liberty in a speech to European allies.
At Friday's Munich Security Conference, Vice President J.D. Vance warned that erosion of freedom of speech and religion were internal dangers in NATO nations that rival invasion by a hostile military power. Among the examples he cited was a new law in Scotland that could impact citizens whose homes lie within so-called abortion clinic buffer zones.
Even private prayer within their own homes may amount to breaking the law.
Speaking a day after his visit to the Dachau concentration camp, the vice president said the winners of the Cold War should not emulate the political suppression practiced by former oppressive regimes. George Williams reporting.
Workers in an Amazon warehouse in North Carolina have rejected a plan to unionize. They're the latest group of the company's employees to side against union representation. The National Labor Relations Board said Saturday about three-quarters of employees at the Amazon Fulfillment Center in Garner, outside of Raleigh, voted against joining Carolina Amazonians United for Solidarity and Empowerment. And Wisconsin's second-oldest prison, built in the 1800s, would finally be shuttered under a new plan by Governor Tony Evers. He wants to overhaul the entire state correctional institution. This is SRN News. Minnesota's governing body for high school sports says it will follow state law and continue to allow boys to compete against girls. The Minnesota State High School League says the participation by and eligibility of transgender athletes is controlled by the Minnesota Human Rights Act and the state constitution. President Trump has signed an executive order giving federal agencies wide latitude in pulling federal funding if male athletes are allowed in girls and women's sports. Prep sports associations in other liberal states might also defy the president. The International Boxing Association says it will file criminal complaints against the International Olympic Committee in the U.S., France, and Switzerland. The IBA says the Swiss-based IOC, allowing two males to fight females in last year's Paris Olympics, quote, may serve as grounds for criminal prosecution. Two male boxers in question both won gold medals, sparking international outrage. This is SRN News. A floating piece of Americana reaches a milestone.
At 100 years old, the Goodyear blimp is an ageless star in the sky. The 246-foot-long airship will be in the background of the Daytona 500, flying roughly 1,500 feet above Daytona International Speedway, actually to celebrate its greatest anniversary tour. Even though remote camera technologies are improving regularly and changing the landscape of aerial footage, the blimp continues to carve out a niche. At Daytona, with the usual 40-car field racing around a 2.5-mile super speedway, views from the blimp aptly provide the scope of the entire event. Ron Taylor reporting.
A study of news influencers reveals how President Trump had an edge over Kamala Harris in the campaign. Pew Research Center finds that influencers were about equal in critical comments of the two candidates, but Mr. Trump had an advantage in that influencers who supported him put out many more mentions of him in their posts. This is SRN News.